guys. Welcome to the DVDs, the ultimate podcast for women over 40 who are ready to take control of their health, ditch the diets, and lose weight for good. I'm Donya Powers, your host and coach, here to guide you every step of the way. And today's episode is for all of you who feel like you've fallen behind on your goals. Maybe you plan to start a routine, maintain a streak, or meet a certain milestone, but life happened. Hello, holidays, and you got off track. It's okay. Let's talk about how to move forward without beating yourself up. So first, let's acknowledge the disappointment that comes with feeling behind, the defeat. Let's just give a moment of silence for that, well-intentioned time. Okay, are we good? You might think everyone else is like crushing their goals or workouts or sticking to these perfect meal plans, but remember, social media and success stories don't show the hard days, okay? So being behind doesn't mean that you're failing. It just means that you're human. Hello. Hello, I'm Donya. I'm human. Welcome to the human world where people make human mistakes. You're human. You're juggling real life grown-up responsibilities. You are walking through these crazy changing hormones that are unpredictable on a dime, let alone a day. And sometimes just not having the bandwidth to do it all hits every single one of us, myself included. Guess what you're going to do? Give yourself some grace. Give yourself some grace. We're in the South. We say grace, right? I'm not actually from the South, but I have really embraced it in the last 23 years. So being behind isn't a permanent state. Your body, your metabolism, your everything and is all adaptable. Your mindset, your schedule, your pacing, it's all adaptable. And adaptability is the key to success. Adaptability is the key to consistency. And that is something that I preach constantly with my divas. So slipping up or skipping a few workouts, none of that is going to be a life sentence. It just is what it is. After 40, we have to practice flexibility for a couple of reasons. First and foremost, our bodies depend upon it. If you're so rigid that everything is black and white, you will always feel stuck. So you have to practice flexibility, not just in your bodies, but in your approach to your goals. So when circumstances change, hello, holidays, busy work weeks, family responsibilities. We had a death in our family this last weekend, which has thrown me all off kilter. Does that mean I'm going to be like, oh, I missed recording my podcast episode, so I give up? No, it means that my plans needed to adapt and I did what I needed to do. You do what you need to do, and then you just practice catch up, and you reset, and that's okay, because you're going to do that 9,000 more times, so get really good at it. Fair? Okay, so here's the trick. It's Wednesday. Let's say you haven't gotten one workout in. So don't wait till Monday or the first of the month. Go ahead and commit to something tiny today. I haven't done my workout yet today. I'm going to be going downstairs to do it. I had call after call after call booked. I had a TikTok video go viral. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And so I just moved my schedule around. I did my check-ins this morning whilst I was working on messaging people back and answering questions that came in. Fantastic questions came in this morning. And you know what? I didn't have one mean person, which was so breathtaking. When you have a video that's almost 11,000 views, which is really for me out of character, and hundreds of comments and saves. Everybody was so kind. So I'm thankful for that because that's not always the case. So I get called a fat ass a lot online and I like my curves and I enjoy my PHAT fat ass, but I'm proud of the work that has come along. People don't know you're before. They just assume looking at you that you haven't done anything. Well, they don't know, right? But I'm committed. How about you? Can you commit to 10 minutes of stretching? Can you commit to a 5-10 minute walk? Can you add one extra glass of water to your day? Can you add more vegetables to your dinner or more protein? These small wins help rebuild your confidence. What would you say to your kid? You wouldn't want them to be like, well, if I don't get straight A's, I'm a failure. You're the same way. That's just not how it works. It's not how it works. Why did you start your journey? Have you ever thought about that? Have you thought about revisiting that thought? Why did you do this in the first place? It wasn't because you was trying to look good in a bikini. We're way past that, sister. It is because you want to feel strong. You want to feel healthy. You want to have energy. You want to be there for your family. You want to get up and down out of the floor with your children, with your grandchildren. And you want to feel well. You want to have better sleep. You want to have better confidence. You want to look cute and close. Yeah, you do. But that's not the main focus. Am I right? Yes, I'm right. Say you're right. I'm right. focus on your deeper motivations. It helps your spark. It helps to spark your determination, that innate desire, that what got you started in the first place, that tear-filled moment that you were on a call with me, that tear-filled moment that you were on a call with a coach, like, I want a different life. Baby girl, you deserve a different life. But instead of thinking I'm behind, think I'm working on feeling better. I'm working on feeling better in my skin. I'm working toward it. Give yourself a forward motion, a forward motivation. Okay. Adjust your plans. Don't abandon them. Can I say that again for the person in the back? Adjust your plans and don't abandon them. If 5 workouts a week is not happening, focus simply on 3. Focus on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monday, do a chest triceps workout. Wednesday, get a lower body workout in. Friday, get a back and biceps work. Throw abs into all 3 days. Just something simple. You're golden. You're set. You're glorified. You are good. Now focus on steps and water. Keep it simple. Keep it so simple. Stupid simple. You don't have to work out for an hour. 20 minutes is better than nothing. Okay. So if you can't meal prep for the entire week, focus on lunch tomorrow. If you made dinner tonight, lunch tomorrow, wow, that is a massive win. Wouldn't you agree? That's going to set you way forward tomorrow instead of you being like, we're adapting our goals and we're making them achievable because we've become adaptable. Reinforce into your mind that you can make progress even under new circumstances and change. Okay. So don't feel like because something changed that you can no longer make progress. Don't get so stuck in that all or nothing mentality that you choose failure. That is not what is going to help you move forward. And that's a choice. I watch people do it all the time. All the time. They focus on everything that they can't do instead of focusing on the things that they can. And small wins add up to big wins, any and all circumstances. I posted a video the other day of Vicki Wallace. Vicki Wallace joined a 14-day challenge a couple of years ago. And she had been overweight a long time. Let me explain something to you. This woman is a marathoner. She and a woman who is legally blind push her. she pushes her in the wheelchair. Vicki has had, I can't even remember how many strokes, something crazy, like 5, 6, 9. I don't know. She's completely paralyzed on one side of her body. Can't feel it at all. And they run freaking marathons, multiple years and years of watching these women do crazy, amazing things, but no one had ever taught them how to eat. So I took her, well, her butt was already sitting down because she was in a wheelchair. Ha ha. But she, I sat her down and I was like, Vicki, you have to eat more food. And it was like a wrestling match getting this woman to eat more food because they had been, they're Generation X. She's not that much older than me. And they had been taught, what have we taught? We've been taught you've been have a shake for breakfast, shake for lunch, eat a sensible dinner, and then you're going to lose weight. Nuh-uh, you're going to lose all your muscle and then you're going to be chunky. So that's really one of the things that we walked through. And I fed her and fed her and fed her. And if you want to go find it on my Donya Powers EC on Instagram and look at it, you can watch her body melt. And she's like a whole different person. She's actually been a poster child for my business. She's brought me so much business. Know why? Because she's in a wheelchair and she's kicking ass. So life could be so much harder for you, but you can still make progress even under new circumstances. Let Vicki Wallace in a wheelchair be an example to you. She didn't want to be in a wheelchair. That's not what she chose. And I've heard doctors say to her, if you keep running, you're going to die. And she's like, I'm going to die happy. And she pushes on. But guess what? She does really well now. She knows exactly how to eat and exactly how to work out. And she is a super rock star diva for life because of that. And so here's what you can do. Maybe you haven't lost weight in a while. But maybe let's look at what is happening in your life. Maybe you're sleeping better. Maybe you used to always have a headache and you no longer have a headache. That's a big one because when women starve themselves, they walk around with a chronic headache. And it's just part of life. They just pop ibuprofen or Tylenol. Guilty of that? Because I've been guilty of that. I thought that was part of my suffering. Thought that was something that was normal. How about your managing your stress? Is it better, more effective? Are you feeling more confident in your food choices? What is your win? 3 wins add up to big wins. Find them. They show that you're moving forward, even if it's not what you initially expected. And that's huge. Can I just encourage you? That is huge. You may not be in a wheelchair, but you may have a handicap. You may have a handicap that is you don't know where to start. You don't know what to do. And you know what? That is where a coach does come in handy. And at all times and any times, feel free to reach out and ask me any questions. I'm available for you. But here's the other thing. seeking support, there's nothing wrong with that. Don't seek support from the person that is 300 pounds telling you you can eat whatever you want because it doesn't matter, or that's inviting you out to do binge party drinking, eating. Don't share your struggles with that person. Don't seek support there. Share it with friend, family member, coach. I know a really good one. Her name is Tanya. Or, you know, a member of this community. You can join my free community on Facebook right now. It's the Empowered Power Divas free community. It is the very first thing on my page, Tanya Powers. You can find it when you scroll down. It's pinned right at the top. Sometimes just saying, I am feeling off track is a big help in that community, because the ladies are like, oh my gosh, me too. This is what I did. You know what? You can do this, girl. I believe in you. You know what? This is how this happened to me the other day. And this is what I did. What is missing in your life? Are you missing that support? That I'm feeling off track opens up understanding. It opens up encouragement, and it lets you know that, sister girl, you are not alone. Many women feel the same way. You know, Vicky felt alone. Vicky in her journey felt like she couldn't, her and Melissa both. And Melissa looks great. Melissa has like that, you know, we're talking about a fat ass girl. I would love to have her butt. It's so perfect. And her husband like never said anything. He just kept talking about how big it was. She has like a big round juicy booty, right? Well, she got so fit while she was in my program. He finally said something. He was like, she looks good. And we were like, yes, that's a massive win. Because she had worked so hard, but you know, she's a runner. She's running all these miles. So she has very strong glutes. How can I say that without being, you know, distasteful? I'm not trying to be distasteful. She got a juicy booty. And so she takes really good care of herself. She just didn't know how to eat. Now she knows how to eat. And in fact, she has officially graduated out of my program, her and Vicky both, and they go and they share what they have learned with the whole world. They help people. That's what we do. We all help people. You're not alone. Many women feel the same way. Maybe your husband hasn't noticed your juicy booty in a while, and we would like to get him to do that, right? Fair enough. Let's embrace progress over perfection. I preach this, but I preach this until it hits you in the head hard enough to make you go, oh, that's what she meant. Shift your mindset. Stop labeling yourself incorrectly. Instead of saying behind, say I'm recalibrating. Figure it out, shift it, flip it. And if you find yourself saying things like, I'm never going to catch up, change it immediately. Be like, I'm going to catch up soon. What are you saying over yourself that you're just basically speaking into existence? Life is always going to have twists and turns, babe. It always is. Your ability to realign and keep going is what truly, truly matters. And that is priceless. That is what truly matters. A missed workout is not a failure. It's a hiccup. Boo-hoo, cry about it, suck your thumb in the corner. You got to get back up, put your big girl panties on and realize, hey, guess what? You get to work out again tomorrow. That is what Annie was singing about, I'm pretty sure. Your journey is made up of countless steps. Some are forward. Some are not forward, but kind of sideways and maybe a little bit zigzaggy. But as long as you keep taking them, you're headed in the right direction. It never is how hard you fall. It is how you get back up. So listen, today I challenge you to just pick one small action. We do this all the time, but today's your day. Today, this is your sign. It is the middle of December. It is a week until Christmas, and being behind is not the end of your story. It's not. But I want you to think about taking a quick stretch break, taking a quick walk break. Make sure you squeeze a gateway meal, an AKA snack. Write down a goal for tomorrow. Prep your lunch for tomorrow. And then I want you to share it with our community. Come into the Divas group and be like, I heard your podcast. It helped me so much. Or tell someone who supports you. If you don't follow me on social media, tell someone who supports you. Because you know what? We all support you. Laura, my assistant, my personal assistant, Laura Jones, she is my right hand when it comes to making sure that the community has tons and tons of support. She's that person that's like, it's not, you know, it'll be like, you know, torrentially downpouring. And she's like, that is the most beautiful thing, watching how it hits the ground. You know, she's that person in my world. Hopefully you have that person in your world, because accountability does not mean perfection. It means you got people to cheer you on, even when you need to pivot. They're the ones that are like, okay, well, let's pivot. They're not like, no, clearly you're a failure. Told you it didn't work. Told you this was never going to work. Those people, kick them out to the curb. We don't need them in our world. You need to make sure you've got people that are in your corner. Or if those people are in your world and you can't get rid of them because they're, you know, in your world, you could not share your goals with them and find the people that will cheer you on when you need to pivot. Divas, let me say it again. Being behind isn't the end of your story. It's a pause. It's a brief intermission before you continue forward stronger and wiser. Because remember, progress is never about slipping. It's about learning to get back up after you slip, after you fall, after you have a, oh crap, that was stupid moment. Are you with me? Do you feel me? And I say this with all love. If Vicky from a wheelchair can figure out how to lose 40 pounds, 45 pounds maybe, tons and tons of inches, I would say probably somewhere close to 100 inches off of her body, then baby girl, you can do this too. Truly. And you don't have to run marathons to do it. You just have to keep that simple 3 days a week. Get your steps, get your water, focus on your protein, drink water, move. And you know what? Until next time, stay strong, stay consistent, and stay fabulous, my divas. Love you so much.